Hey there, and welcome back to The Good PM Life, the podcast where we dive into all things project management. Hey, I'm Sandy Lawler, your guide to navigating the ins and outs of a rewarding PM career. Today's episode is all for the engineers out there who are thinking, you know, I've got the technical chops, but can I make the leap into project management? Spoiler alert, you absolutely can, and today I'm going to show you how. We're going to talk about why engineers make amazing project managers, the hard and soft skills you already have, and I'm going to walk you through practical steps to make that transition. So by the end of this episode, you're going to have a clear roadmap to start your journey. So grab your coffee or your favorite blueprint and let's dive in. First of all, let's get one thing straight. Engineers make fantastic project managers. Why? Because you already have some serious superpowers that align with project management work. So let's start with the hard skills. Engineers are natural problem solvers. You're used to tackling complex systems, analyzing data, and you create solutions that work in the real world. Well, guess what? That's a huge part of project management. Managing scope, budgets, and schedules requires that same kind of structured thinking you already use. Now, soft skills. Engineers are also really great collaborators, whether it's working with cross-functional teams or explaining technical concepts to non-technical people. Communication, adaptability, and leadership are PM gold, and you've likely honed these in your current role. I once worked with a project manager who was actually a former civil engineer. He used to joke that managing a construction site was just like herding cats with power tools. And that's exactly why he was so good at juggling project priorities. Sound familiar? All right, so now that we've established that you're already awesome, let's talk about how to make that leap. So I'm going to give you a step-by-step roadmap. Step one, I want you to build awareness of the PM role. So what does that look like? I want you to research what project managers actually do day to day. Start with job descriptions on LinkedIn or Glassdoor to identify common skills and common tools that are required. Some practical application tips on this is maybe talk to PMs in your company. Set up some informal coffee chats to learn about their challenges and their successes. Another great practical application is shadow a PM at your workplace if possible. Spend a day observing how they manage projects, interact with teams, and solve problems. And then the last thing I might suggest for practical application is to attend webinars. There's PM meetups. There's also industry-specific conferences that you could attend. Those are all great tools. Websites like meetup.com or Eventbrite, they often list these type of events. So I really encourage you to get out there and meet other project managers. All right, let's move on to step two. I want you to learn the language. Here's what I want you to do, is I want you to familiarize yourself with project management methodologies, tools, and frameworks. Common ones include Agile, Waterfall, Scrum, and Kanban. Now, this should not be any surprise to you if you've listened to any of my other episodes, because this is what I talk about for brand new project managers that want to get into the projects manager space or people who are seasoned professionals. So I want you to familiarize yourself with project management methodologies, tools, and the frameworks. But let me also give you some practical application tips with that. The first thing is online courses. Go ahead and start with platforms like Coursera, Udemy, or LinkedIn Learning. Look for beginner courses on PM basics or agile methodologies. Now, if you're already familiar with project management methodologies and tools, go ahead and look for more advanced courses. It never hurts. Next, I want you to start thinking about getting your certificate of Certified Associate in Project Management, which is the CAPM, or you could potentially even work towards your PMP, which is the project management professional, if you have experience. Also, I want you to explore PM software like Microsoft Project, Jira, Trello, Asana, things that I've mentioned in previous episodes. Many of them actually offer free trials so you can practice hands-on. So take the time to educate yourself on the different programs and tools of project management. All right, step three, I want you to get hands-on experience. So this is what you can do. You can transition gradually by maybe taking on some PM-related tasks in your current role. This could involve things like planning or scheduling, budgeting, or even leading a team. So as far as practical application of this is concerned, maybe volunteer to lead some small initiatives like organizing a team's workflow or maybe managing a product launch timeline. Next thing you could do is potentially document your steps to plan, execute, and close projects to showcase your growing PM skills. And lastly, maybe offer to assist your current project manager with tasks like creating schedules, writing status reports, or facilitating team meetings. Getting in there and getting the hands-on experience is going to really get you far. All right, moving on to step four. I want you to highlight transferable skills on your resume. So what I want you to do is I want you to, on your resume, reframe your engineering accomplishments to showcase PM relevant skills. So what does that look like? Use PM keywords in your resume, such as coordinated, scheduled, budgeted, or stakeholder management. I also want you to quantify your achievements. For example, before, you might have said, design mechanical systems for large-scale buildings. Well, after you have adjusted your resume, it might read something like, led the design and implementation of mechanical systems for 10-plus large-scale buildings, ensuring on-time delivery within a $2 million budget. Doesn't that sound amazing? I also want you to potentially include examples of teamwork, leadership, or resolving conflicts to highlight your skills. You want to showcase that you are a well-rounded project manager. Moving on to step five, I want you to network like a pro. So this is what you're going to do. You need to surround yourself with project management professionals and immerse yourself in their world. So what does that even look like? First, LinkedIn networking. Get in there and search for and connect with project managers in your field. Personalize your connection requests and ask thoughtful questions. And trust me, project managers love to talk about project management. So don't be scared. Next, maybe join some associations. Look for memberships with groups like the Project Management Institute, which is PMI. Attend their events to network and learn. It's a great resource. Lastly, seek out a mentor. Seek out a mentor who has transitioned from a technical role to project management. They can tell you everything that they did and that they didn't do. They can actually provide very tailored advice and support. All right, moving on to step six. I want you to tailor your career path. So what does that mean? What it means is I want you to leverage your engineering background to specialize in project management roles that suit your expertise. So let's talk about some practical application tips. I want you to identify industries that align with your current skills. So for instance, software engineers might consider becoming Scrum Masters or Agile coaches. Mechanical or civil engineers might explore construction project management. Next, you need to research niche PM roles such as technical project manager or engineering project manager. Find out what they do. Find out what the skills are that are required. Lastly, you can also apply for what's called bridge roles such as a team lead or a technical lead that include project oversight responsibilities. That will definitely get your foot in the door. So listen, with all that's being said, I get it. Change can be scary. But here's the thing. Engineers transitioning into project management often excel because they actually bring a very unique perspective. You understand the technical details and the big picture, which is exactly what companies need in a really great project manager. And look, don't worry about getting it perfect right away. Project management is a learning journey. Just like engineering, you're going to grow, you're going to adapt, and find your rhythm over time. All right, my friends, that's a wrap for today's episode. So whether you're an engineer considering a project management career, or maybe you're just curious about what it takes to make the transition, I really hope you found this helpful and maybe even a little inspiring. So if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe. I would love for you to leave a review and share with a friend who might need a nudge into project management. And as always, if you have questions or ideas for future episodes, please leave a comment below. So until next time, keep managing those projects and making things happen. See you soon.